This is Sandy.
Hey, Sandy, it's Daniel Britt in Atlanta.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
You ready to do this interview?
I certainly am, sir.
Now, are you at your home? And
I am.
And that's Alexandria?
That's Anderson.
Anderson.
Alexandria is a suburb of Anderson.
Okay.
No, we're both very small little towns.
Okay.
And Alexandria is just a little smaller, so we tease them.
Okay, good. Joining me right now on the phone, very special friend, Sandy Patty from her home in Anderson, Indiana. Sandy, it's such a joy to have you on the Mighty 1190.
Well, good morning. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Now, Sandy, you are just a household name. How did you get started in singing and Christian music?
Well, I grew up in the church. My dad was a minister of music all of my growing up years, and my mother was the church pianist. So growing up in the church and singing Christian music was just something that was a part of my life. I traveled a little bit with my family when I was in high school, and we did some concerts together. And when I got to college, I started doing a few more things on my own and began to sing backup for Bill and Gloria Gaither. And I just learned so much traveling with them, and God just began to open doors for me to be able to do some traveling by myself. And so really what started out as a hobby for me some 25 years ago has remained my life's profession.
So your story is one of hope for the aspiring singer, I'd imagine, right?
Well, you know, I think the best thing that any up-and-coming singer can do is just really, sounds like a very corny phrase, but really bloom where they're planted, to give all. If you're in the church choir, then be the best alto in that church choir and be on time and learn to read music and all of those kinds of things that you think, oh, this isn't going to make any difference to what I want to do with my life. But, you know, God uses everything that we give him fully.
Sandy, I've been in radio for a little while, and right now we're in Southern Gospel Station, but I've worked in inspirational, and your music, it's really crossed many styles and labels, and it's your name, and the name Sandy Patty is almost as recognizable, I think, as like Billy Graham. It spans from Christians to non-Christians alike. They recognize Sandy Patty as an inspirational singer. She sings Christian music, hymns. Crossing that many styles and labels, what are your thoughts on the way that that society segments music based on styles? You have an inspirational format. You've got a Southern gospel, a black gospel, bluegrass. What's your thoughts on the way we segment music? Because your music just is kind of like all over the board, seems like.
Well, you know, one of the things that I really do appreciate about Christian music, it's one of the rare forms of music that Christian music doesn't so much refer to the particular style of music, but it refers to the lyric content. Mm. And so, and that's very unique because, you know, not many other genres of music can say that. And under this umbrella of Christian music, then you have the many different musical styles. And I love that because I know that if I go to the Christian bookstore, there are things that my kids are going to find that they love the musical style, but I know the lyric content is going to lead them to Christ and, you know, put positive things into their hearts. And, you know, as much as I know that there are things that my parents will enjoy. And so, you know, that's the beauty of Christian music is that it encompasses a person's particular musical taste, but the lyric content is what makes it what it is.
You've been working, and I've been thinking about this before we started talking. I remember seeing you on some of the earlier homecoming videos. So you've sort of been along for the whole ride for this homecoming series.
Well, you know, I think it doesn't hurt that, you know, we live so close to Bill and Gloria Gaither, and they're not just colleagues, but we count them as friends. And,
yeah.
And you know, Bill is one of those people that has followed his heart's passion, and it just so happened that other people enjoyed it as well. But, you know, when he set out to make those videos, he really, truly wanted to capture some beautiful moments before some of the great legends of gospel music, you know, moved on
right from
this world. And as so many of us have seen, it's captured the heart of all of us because there's something very, very special about the homecoming videos. I think people can sense a real genuineness in all of the people who are there. And I know all of us who participate just considered it a great honor.
The main reason we're talking to Sandy Patty today is because of an upcoming concert event that, Sandy, you've teamed up with comedian Shonda Pierce.
Yes!
What a fun time I bet you guys have, huh?
We are so excited about this. We actually leave in about a week from, well, we leave the 16th of September. We get together and begin kind of rehearsing and trying to pull it all together. So we're very excited about that and very much looking forward to being in the Atlanta area.
Now, is this the first time you've done this?
This is the first time. We've been on events before where we've kind of shared the hosting responsibilities, and I think it's because of those events we've been able to say, you know what, this could be very fun. Let's do this.
Well, how are these concerts different from a normal, say a new project tour? How is this tour going to be different?
Well, you know, it's unique in the sense that there are two artists. Mm-hmm. It's unique in the sense that there, you know, one is a comedian primarily, although Shonda sings wonderfully and has, you know, a great sense of style as she communicates through music. And I sing, and yet, you know, I tell some family stories too. So I think we're a nice complement for each other. And in the evening, you know, we'll do a couple of things together. You know, but we will share individually from our new project. So we see it as an evening of fun, certainly, but we also see it as an evening of encouraging and inspiring one another, as the scripture calls us to do.
Well, the tour is titled The Girls Are Back in Town. It's September 20th at First Redeemer Church in Alpharetta, Georgia. Now, don't let that scare you. It's not that far out of Atlanta. I just drove past the church the other day, and it's just up Georgia 400 or Highway 141, and it's just a short hop up there. So we hope to see a lot of people come out for this great concert. September 20th, First Redeemer Church, Alpharetta. Here's the number you can call for more information. It's 678-513-9400. Now, Sandy, after the concert is over, whether it be this concert or any Sandy Patty concert, and you start heading back to Anderson, what's a typical day or a typical week like for Sandy Patty?
Well, you know, like, for instance, this morning, we got up about 6 and get the kids going, and I fixed some scrambled eggs for them, and we have 4 that go off to high school. One in junior high, and then one in elementary school, and so at 8:40, you know, it's just peace and quiet here at the house, and it's a beautiful thing.
I bet so.
And then after school, you know, they've got different functions they're involved in, worship band at church, and some events that they have at school, and music groups that they practice with, and so from about 2:30 to 8, I'm pretty much in the car. And, you know, running here and there with the kids, and then we do it all over again.
Well, Sandy, not to make you feel old or anything, because I don't mean that, but I consider you a legend in this field, and I just thank you for opening up and sharing part of your day with us here in Atlanta. It's going to be fun to see you and Shonda together on the 20th.
Well, we are very much looking forward to it, and it's been my pleasure as well to visit with you.
Thanks so much, Sandy. See you at First Redeemer Church in Alpharetta on September 20th. Sandy Patty and Shonda Pierce in concert.